Hello, everybody. This is your man Cortez coming to you with another episode from Talking Chill. What is good, everybody? I'm back. I'm good. I'm here. So, today's topic for the day is going to speak with two different sides. So, for the men and the women. And this one is overall, do successful people need relationships anymore? And that's been a very big key topic, and most definitely in all races, with white, black, Latino, but mostly white and black, high majority black. And the first one I'm going to touch base on is the men's side. And hey, and whatever my opinion might be, I don't say it's a fact. I'm kind of neutral with the, if it's a fact or opinion, because there's a difference between a fact and opinion. But the first one I'm going to touch base on is the guys. Why do men really don't seek relationships anymore? Or monogamy just more of just like high and by and not too much in. The first one is with the men is that we don't, with successful men, it's like if I have my own job, have my own car, have my own place, have my own, what more can you do for me? I pretty much gained it all by myself without you or just doing everything on my own. And that's always been a big factor in why relationships are not needed, because now there are more people getting divorced. There are more people are really trying to really feel like they're missing something in their life, especially men are starting to look at missing everything in their life, because I hear now gentlemen, men that's been married for past 10 plus years, and I always ask them, you know, if you had to go back in time, would you get married? No. So, and then now people like me, for example, as me as being a grown man, is now like, damn, like I have to really think about that. Like, and it kind of puts in progress, like, damn, do I really want to be married? Do I like being attached to my work? Is it more a better, happier standpoint for me? And it's like, dang, so now it's like at a point now to where you have men that get attached to their work, along with women that get attached with their work and just working hard, or just are caught up with the success and don't have to worry about the BS, or don't have to worry about hearing people. A lot of men and women get caught up in the with the success train and don't want bad vibes. And that's what a lot of people really don't want. And some people, I guess they look at it wrong when they say bad vibes. And or they just want to just, I'm on a straight, narrow goal path. I'm not trying to live a life for no one. I'm doing me. And now, it's really crazy that now the single life is now the new reality and the best choice to have, because you seek more happiness and less attachment. And it goes with, you know, same thing with women, because then I'm gonna be honest, blatantly honest, and some people can comment or send me a message or and tell me the reason why, because like with successful women, man and woman, successful women, black or white, has been like, especially women, I mean, if I work and provide for myself and became a successful woman through college, or, you know, I paid my way through college, I did what I had to do. I mean, to her, to most thing that you can do is lay dick, and that's it. Because she, everything else is already taken care of. And that makes the men now work 10 times harder. Same thing with the women, have to work 10 times harder. Then that's where you see people where you have now, you have people that are highly educated, work good jobs, but they seek people that are beneath them in value or a lower, like lower education values, like the level where she graduated from, went to a 4-year college, went to college for 4 years, and her and the man that she's dating only graduated high school. Because I guess they can kind of, and goes with men, they can, because they need that person to be level-headed with them, because sometimes some people are in success and they say, I want to have a cool relationship, a cool little companion. Now, those are just for people that seek it and are not too attached to their work. It goes for men too, you know, because you can, some people seek a sense of humor. And sometimes when you're talking to someone that is at the same level as you, it's kind of like, what can we talk about? So that's where it comes in at, where, you know, you look at things where it's like, this is not going to work. But yeah, but mostly with women is, like I said again, it's mostly where it's like, if I work, pay my own bills, pay my own car note and do all my own paid credit card payments off, I do everything for me, what more could you do for me? And now the system I see now is that for men, is the black woman even needed? And the system for women is by them working higher paying jobs, which is, I'm fine with a woman making equal or higher pay, and it's now at a point to where now it segregates everything, to where now it's not a team thing no more. It's more of a gender thing, and that's where it mostly is starting to turn to. As I look at the years, look at time goes by, as I look at every person that's trying to be successful, there's more people that are trying to focus on being goal-driven and going after their dreams, and more of the fact is that because time is not against, time is not with nobody. And I feel overall time, that's where a lot of African Americans and black women, along with black men, and just with even other races, is that time is not with me. You know, I'm trying to live my best life. And I guess now it's like at a point where now it's like you can have fun and not worry about the attachments, the nagging, the birthdays, what you're getting me for Christmas, or we need to go here for Valentine's Day, we need to do this. And I guess more of it, and I'm more of a person like that too. I'm more of a chill guy, just wanting to be cool, just chill, just doing my, like, you know, let nature take its course. But because me being 26 and me working a lot along with my business and everything, and me being successful, it's kind of like not a major, when they ask me about relationships, it's kind of like, is it on my list? Personally, no. I mean, do I want it sometimes? Do I have it come up? Yeah, sometimes. But it's more of is that I don't want to be pressured. I don't want to be rushed. And that's what I hear from a lot of men and women, is that they don't want to be pressured. They want to be able to take their time. They want to be able to manage the time, and then, because you have to understand, you have people now these days that are clingy. They want the most out of everybody because they feel that their only happiness is to have someone. That's what their only happiness is to have someone. So that's what people work towards, and that's what really hurts. That's what really hurts people, and that's what gets people confused, and that's why there's a lot of people that are heartbroken. Because then if you look at some people say, well, this person worked a good job, worked this, I don't see how they don't fit me in their schedule, because they don't really acquire your presence. They don't need it. They can care less if you leave. Those are just people that are goal-driven that have a sacrifice. Because people like that, if you're not there in the beginning, I mean, you can try your best to hop on, but it'll be a very shallow ride. So, you know, that's why I let a lot of people know, you know what I mean? It just depends. When people say they want someone successful, or men say they want a woman that's successful, or woman want a man that's successful, you really have to think about what you're asking for. Because at the end of the day, what they really want, will they need you? Will you just be company? Because their time is very vital. And that's what a lot of people don't understand when it comes to looking at people that are successful, that work hard every day and just go about their life and just in love with their work. There are people that are actually in love with their work and don't really have the time to. I mean, they probably tried it, and you have to sometimes look at the old saying that was said, hey, sometimes people mess it up for others. And hey, that's life. That's life. So, you know, that's what mainly I'm touching base on it, which with women. And like I said, with my opinion is not, what I say is not a fact for the women's side, because I can't speak on a woman's side. Like I said, I'm very neutral when it comes to anything that I speak on about women, because I don't really know what goes on through the daily basis, you know. But majority of it, my opinions are more fully fact when it comes to the man side, because of course I'm a man, so I would know what we really want. I mean, so, and like I say, you know, it's just, there are now more people wanting to, especially young people, are now wanting to experience the world, because people that don't have kids like me, I don't have children, and I really don't plan on having any, which is a main big reason why I'm single. And a lot of people and a lot of women, they want children, but they're not ready, because everyone, they want to step outside the world. You know, they want to look and want to see the world. Like people say, well, you can still see the world with your children, you have kids. And I tell people, it's a lot harder. So, you know, I tell anybody that's young, or even if you're mid-30s, almost in your 40s, hell, even if you're 70, 60, I mean, if you don't have kids, if you do, but if you don't, I mean, live your life. There's a lot out in the world. The world is very beautiful and very different. It's very unique. And I let people know that, and just wanting to let people know that, you know, you have to really step back and look at it. Do you work? Do you live your life for you? Do you want regrets? Because if you go to any graveyard in any nursing homes is full of regrets, and graveyards is full of great ideas and inventions and books that was never written. So I tell people, think about that. And then, like I say, it goes for men and women. Sometimes you have to be careful who you let in your life, because you never know, like, what type of bad vibes that person brings with them. You can't really bring a lot of people in and be like, hey, I want to, you know, it's good to have people around, but you just have to remember that, you know, nobody can support you more than you support yourself. Because before that person came, you were by yourself. So it's more of a fan, as they say, but hell, fans switch up every day. you see that on TV every day when it comes to sports athletes, celebrities, and all. So I mean, it just comes down to that. And that's what I say, you know, with, especially with everything that's going on in this day and age. So, like I said, you know, my topic today was to touch on successful men and women. Do they really seek relationships, or do they really just seek times where it's just for them, like where they just, you're more of a liability, you know, or just you're here because I make the time and that's it. And it's sad that there are people like that, but there is. That's the life of a trying to date someone that is successful or trying to be work towards success, because then you just have to realize you have to work. You just have to work 10 times harder to make that person make time for you. And the only thing of it is if you stand by and say, hey, I'm going to stand with you no matter what, I mean, the reward could be great. I mean, if that person blows up or gather more than gain more than they ever would think, and that person possibly would never forget. Or you can step off and dip and then see the success gain, and you never was a true believer in that person. And another thing, a lot of people get caught up into their self when it comes to men or women, because one thing about a person that is successful, if you're trying to do the same success to create your own wealth or create your own equity and do your own thing, then that's where you'll get attention of a person of success, because at the same time you're speaking their language. But if you're a 9-to-5 person, if you're a producer, is totally different from a consumer. I mean, what you expect? A producer mind and a consumer mind, those are two different, totally two different people. And you have to look at that and think like, wow, you know, is this why this person, you know, we only see each other maybe once or twice a week, or, you know, we ever, you know, which I tell people, you shouldn't, I mean, everybody don't have the entrepreneur mindset, so I'm not saying that you should, hey, be an entrepreneur and be, oh, so I could date someone. You just have to understand that their time is a lot more valuable, because their dreams and goals was here before you. And I tell people, they should really, men and women should really, they want to date someone that's successful, really look at that and think about before they pursue someone like that. You know, maybe pursue somebody your own speed, because I know this. I mean, working a 9-to-5. Nobody has became a millionaire working a 9-to-5. I stand behind it heavy. At the end of the day, me being a manager, a supervisor, don't make you a boss. If it's not yours, you don't own it. You ain't nothing but a supervisor. And that's why I go off of. I mean, I work at a job now, but I don't take on no management. I'm so busy focused on my own business and my own goals to what I really need to do. And that's why I tell people, you know, you have to really think about it. So look back on that. Hey, but that's what I wanted to touch base on. I wanted to let you guys know that thank you guys from my day ones, my A1s. You know, don't forget to give the channel Talk and Chill support. We also still got Talk and Chill t-shirts available. Also, one of the biggest episodes that this channel has done was Black Love. Excuse me, and Black Love 2, but overall, Black Love has been the number one episode with the most plays, and it still climbs the top charts as it is now today. So I want to thank everybody for doing that. I want to thank everybody for ordering the merch for the Black Love episode. I did drop a t-shirt that's called Black Love for the episode, and also a t-shirt for Talking Chill for the channel. So if you go to the link in my bio, the immortality.threadless.com page, you go to their website, and I think if you go all the way down to the last page of designs, or the second to last page, you'll see the t-shirt and put your orders in. A lot of people still order their shirt today. Also, if you order their shirt, you know, let me know. I'll post you on the IG Instagram page, and I also will give you a shout out on the channel. So yeah, man, I want to thank everybody for tuning in on today's episode on Talking Chill. I mean, it's much love. Thank you all. Peace. You know, your man Cortez, I am out. I'll see you on the next episode. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.